Okay, I'm going to read you a far more sad poem and some happy poems, okay? The sad poem is called Antlers, and it's on the following page, 9. Can you follow me, okay? I'm not going to ask you anymore, just want to make sure. Okay? Page 9, Antlers. In soldier's uniform and wooden shoes, she danced at eyes at the end of day, my Antlers. Her husband rescued a pregnant woman from the burning house. He heard laughter each day, so one little artillery. In that fire, he burned his genitals. My aunt was took other people's children. She clicked her tongue and they cried, and Angus pulled it cured in evening after evening. I saw her, charged between her fingers. She wrote lessons on an empty blackboard. Her hand moved, and the board remained empty. We lived in a city by the sea. But there was another city at the bottom of the city, and only local children believed in its existence. She believed then. She had her husband's picture and a wall in her apartment, each month on a different wall. And now see her with that picture, hammer in her left hand, nail in her mouth, from her mouth a smell of mild garlic. She moves toward me in her pajamas, arguing with me and with herself. The evenings are my evidence. This evening, in which she dips her hands up to her elbows, the evening is asleep inside her shoulder, rounded by sleep.